And we have State Representative Jason Conger of Bend in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
Our topic today is this short session that starts next week on February 1st. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about some of the priorities that the Republican Party has. But first, the Democratic leaders did lay out their plan. They sent out a news release last week. Some of the highlights, they said that they're going to focus on helping struggling families and small businesses in Oregon. They want families to stay in their homes, and they hope that there's some legislation to help with that. They talk about health care being more affordable. And one priority that they said is that they want to prioritize middle-class families while holding banks and insurance companies accountable for the hard times they are, quote, putting families through. So I wanted you to first kind of respond to that statement about banks and insurance companies.
Sure. Let me respond to the whole thing. I mean, first of all, I think everyone would agree with every single goal that they put out. The problem is there's no substance behind it. And what we really need, especially in a short session like this, are some specific proposals that we can work on. I certainly agree with everything the Democrats said that you just reiterated. And the question of holding banks and insurance companies accountable, there's no question we should be doing that to the extent that they're responsible for hardships that families are going through. But by the same token, we need to be careful about setting policy at the state level in a way that harms businesses, harms, a lot of the insurance industry, small businesses locally here, insurance agents, for example. Your neighbor may be an insurance agent, and you probably buy your insurance from somebody here locally. And your banks are local, too, in many cases, especially here in Oregon. So we need to be thoughtful about taking on those kinds of challenges. But I do agree with the high-level comment that the Democrats made, that we need to hold them accountable if they're responsible.
Yesterday, I interviewed Bill Anderson, the CEO of Mid-Oregon Credit Union, and he said he was talking about the national debate and the State of the Union and all that. And he said he was a little bit frustrated that banks have become such a target because a healthy financial services sector is vitally important for the entire economy.
Sure. Well, ask a small business owner right now who needs to get a loan whether or not it would be wise to further constrain capital availability, lending through the banking system and the other financial services that banks and credit unions provide is critically important to commerce in this country. And again, so we need to be pretty thoughtful about what we do at the state level and what consequences it could have on the good behaving companies, banks out there.
He felt that banks had become an easy target. Do you feel the same way?
I do. And I think part of the reason is confusion, or not confusion, but regarding some of the, like Lehman Brothers and some of the big failed Wall Street entities as being the same as your community bank. That's just not true. They're not playing in the same field and not responsible at the same level.
We're going to take a very quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the specific ideas for job creation for the state session. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5. We have State Representative Jason Conger of Bend, a Republican. Some of the bills that you hope to present that will create jobs in Oregon.
Well, there's a whole list of them, and the Republican caucus worked hard during the interim to come up with some specific proposals. The downside to that, of course, is that they invite criticism because they're specific enough that they can do that. But the upside is people can look and see that we have solutions. We have a lot of them that we're proposing, and the net takeaway is they would create 50,000 additional jobs over the next 5 years in the state of Oregon. And as we go into the short session, everyone's going to talk about the budget, and what we need to be doing is looking at the underlying reason why we have a budget problem in this state, and it's because we have chronic unemployment and underemployment. We need those jobs.
And we will be covering those bills as they come up here on KBND News. You're listening to Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.